representative of Pakistan. The floor is still open. But maybe I need to, while, I mean, if delegation feels that they want to comment on the chair text, they are welcome to do so. But I want to maybe clarify based on what I heard already. Let me tell you what this document is and address some of your concern that maybe what your delegation said at some point was not reflected. This is not the report of the ad hoc committee for this session. So your comments and contribution will be reflected in that report, and that's why I always invite you to share your statement on every single agenda item that we consider in the ad hoc committee, so that it will be captured precisely in the report of the ad hoc committee. But this chair text is not the report of the ad hoc committee. This is the text that has been requested from the chair rapporteur by the committee at the 12th session, so that the members can engage on specifically. Having legal experts, it's always the best thing that can happen. But if you don't use properly legal experts, you might be in a situation where the legal expert expertise is not useful to you. So it's on that basis that this chair was requested by the members. And the legal expert that are advising the chair and are making recommendation to the chairs, to the chair. So that's why you see what you heard from their presentation in the videos. Is unfortunate that they are not with us because of the reason you all know, and the liquidity crisis of the UN and so on and so forth. And we cannot even enjoy having them online because of that. We cannot have a hybrid meeting. Of course, I would have loved them to hear also some of your questions, but we are trying to compensate as much as we can by sending back the questions that you had, and the responses, your question and the responses will be part of what the report would also reflect. But what the chair text, now that I have said what the chair text is not, maybe it's not the report of that committee session. This chair text, the report, has been updated on the basis of the recommendations that the experts have been making to the chair, on the basis of your own recommendation and conclusion of the 13th session, when you had some areas when you wanted to see more, that the expert maybe deepen their contributions or have a second look at, try to see how, if everything needs to be defined, what can be defined, why certain terms need to be defined as a priority rather than others, and so on and so forth. And the update is based on that, on what the legal expert provided to the chair. And that's why, of course, the what you have referred to in terms of some references that were rather the legal, the Council of Europe rather than EU, all this will be reflected and fixed. But this is what the experts have said themselves. So that's why you see them. It's not the final report that it's... it is the way they have said it that it's reflected in the chair rapporteur's, the updated one. So I hope this clarifies, but the floor is still open for your comment, because this document, it's the document that needs to be used to further the areas that you need further work on. And I think you rightly said, as a chair of this committee, my purpose is not to discuss if it's appropriate to have a legal, additional protocol or not. For me, that issue has been solved by the General Assembly when they requested this ad hoc committee through the resolution to start negotiating. And I think this is not my role here to question the mandate. My role is to move forward the mandate, and I think I have been quite clear on that. And I have no issue if members want to convince each other, but maybe in the appropriate forum, not in the ad hoc committee. As soon as we find ourselves in this ad hoc committee, and we have a task to undertake, is to elaborate complementary standards. It's quite clear in the resolution and the mandate we have. So I would urge you, I understand, I have no issue when you feel compelled to, maybe restate your official position. I have no issue with that. But I don't think that, and I'm happy to hear that all of you, despite wherever you stand on the mandate itself, I appreciate that you're indicating your willingness to be constructive, and I could witness so far that you were engaging in that spirit, and I really encourage you to do so, because as long as the mandate is here, I think it's a waste of money and time if we don't look at the substance of the issues rather than the form. I think it has been already addressed by the General Assembly. So I see Eritrea has the floor.